with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. A decision on the Supreme Court case involving former President Trump's presidential immunity has not been announced. SRN's Tayshia Stevens has the story.
The Supreme Court did not issue a ruling on the case Friday, but may do so next week on June 20th, when its next opinions are released. The case impacts some of Trump's pending cases. He argues he's immune from prosecution because his actions fell under official conduct that should be protected and were not a private act.
Also at SRNnews.com, the House GOP approves a mammoth annual defense spending bill with culture war amendments, setting the stage for a showdown with the Democratic-controlled Senate bills, Senate over bills that typically enjoys bipartisan support. This report from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The chamber cleared the $883.7 billion measure, known as the National Defense Authorization Act, in a largely party-line vote of 217 to 199. Six Democrats voted in favor of the measure, with three Republicans opposing it. The House bill is all but certain to languish in the Senate, where Democrats, who hold a majority, abhor many of the amendments Republicans added, including those pertaining to abortion, transgender rights and diversity, equity and inclusion initiatives. Top Republicans nonetheless touted their bill as a strong measure that will back U.S. troops, empower the National Guard to crack down on the southern border, and provide American forces with innovative technologies. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Israel's military says that eight soldiers have been killed in southern Gaza in the deadliest attack on Israeli forces in months. The army said Saturday, without elaborating, that the troops were killed in an explosion. The deaths will likely fuel calls for a ceasefire and heighten Israeli public anger over the ultra-unorthodox exemptions from the military. Months of ceasefire negotiations have failed to find common ground between Israel and Hamas. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said earlier in the week that Hamas proposed changes to a U.S.-backed plan. He said that some of them were, quote, unworkable, and some will not, without elaborating. This is SRN News. Iraqi Christians mark 10 years since the coming of ISIS. A report from SRN's Michael Harrington.
When the Muslim terror group seized the city of Mosul and the surrounding Nineveh plain, about 13,000 Christian families fled. A decade later, with ISIS gone, thousands of believers have returned to the region and restarted their lives. But many will never return, and those living in Mosul now have to keep an eye on their Muslim neighbors, many of whom were ISIS supporters. Christians make up about 1% of the Iraqi population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio-based Christian nonprofit that organizes off-campus Bible classes for public school students has recently taken off in Indiana. The non-denominational LifeWise Academy says it has tripled the number of programs it will run in Indiana starting this fall and has vastly increased its reach across all states. CEO Joel Penton says LifeWise wants to teach all 50 million public school students nationwide. LifeWise programs will be available at all 520 locations next school year. This is SRN News. Much of the country braces for extreme weather, from a heat wave to a snowstorm to flooding.
Get ready for wild weather across the country next week. According to the National Weather Service, there could be snow in the Rockies, flash flooding in the plains, and definitely a heat wave, says meteorologist William Churchill.
We are explicitly forecasting a high of 100 degrees in Pittsburgh, for example. But most places, particularly once you get into the Mid-Atlantic and into the New England, highs will be capped closer to the mid to upper 90s, which is nothing to sneeze at, even, you know, in the middle of summer, let alone this early in the summer.
He says the heat indices will make it feel even hotter, and that ridge of high pressure is what will bring the snow to Montana and the heavy rain, with the possibility of flooding from the northern plains to the upper Midwest and then Texas and Louisiana later in the week. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.